I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced a second health organization will help the state's COVID-19 contact tracing initiative. Mike Smith has more.
The Eastside Health District in St. Louis will join St. Clair County Health Department as one of two major contact tracing expansions. Administrator Elizabeth Patton Whiteside says expanding contact tracing efforts will help people feel more comfortable.
We are not there to blame you or create any stigma that goes with one knowing that you have or may have been exposed to this virus. We don't care. We're there to help you.
The governor says the state already has hundreds of people working as contact tracers, but emphasized technological tools would be necessary as the program expands. I'm Mike Smith.
The other center is in Lake County. Illinois is on track for hair salons, some offices, and outdoor dining areas to open this weekend as the state moves into its next phase of reopening. The state's movie theaters say they want to welcome customers too. Right now, the earliest they could open would be June 26th. Chris Johnson is president of the Illinois chapter of the National Theater Owners Association. He says he'd like the industry to reopen sooner so cinemas don't miss important summer release dates.
We have to show that we're open in order to get the film companies to realize, okay, yeah, we have enough screens, we have enough masks, so now we can start releasing brand new, movies.
Johnson says his association has a plan that would limit the number of moviegoers at one time and require masks for all customers and employees. Governor Pritzker insists theaters must wait until the end of June before they can safely reopen. The Illinois Secretary of State's office says driver services centers will reopen with limited offerings next week. They will open for new drivers, people with expired licenses and IDs, and people making vehicle transactions. They will open with expanded hours through July 31st. Centers in Chicago will open Monday and in the rest of the state on Tuesday. They closed March 16th to slow the spread of the coronavirus. And Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza says state lawmakers will not get raises in the next budget year, which begins July 1st. Mendoza announced her decision in a Wednesday video. The issue of a pay raise came up as lawmakers debated budget details in the early morning hours Sunday. I'm Dan Klefstad. Stay tuned to this NPR station for updates and analysis on the COVID-19 response.
I'm Leah Lerner. Jackson County saw another 15 new cases of COVID-19. Ages range from preteen to 60s, and health department officials say many of the county's new cases are tied to a church which has been violating the state's stay-at-home order. Johnson, Pulaski, Union, and Williamson counties are all reporting new cases. Southern Illinois Health Departments say they're seeing larger recovery numbers as well. In an effort to provide assistance to bars and restaurants in Illinois, lawmakers have passed a bill that would allow bars and restaurants to serve pre-mixed drinks to go for curbside pickup and delivery. Senator Sarah Feigenholz, a Democrat from Chicago, says this legislation will help the hospitality industry and put people back to work.
The state of Illinois, we have 580,000 jobs in hospitality. 300,000 of those people are now unemployed.
The measure provides other forms of relief for restaurants, such as fee waivers, deferred license fees, automatic renewals, and a license extension for 120 days. Opponents say it will increase the likelihood of vehicle code violations and product contamination. The curbside sales will be allowed for 1 year. Only about half of Americans say they would get a COVID-19 vaccine if the scientists working furiously to create one succeed. Another 31% simply aren't sure, while 1 in 5 say they'd refuse. That's according to a survey from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Good morning from WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner.